All right,
All right,
ready.
ready, set, go.
Episode 4.5. So is this before the sequels to the
Yes,
original?
yes.
Oh god, I can't read this fast.
Han
I can't read
Solo
this
and
fast.
Chewbacca on their way to the Wookiee planet Kashyyyk take part in Life Day when they come under fire from the evil Empire. Meanwhile, Luke Skywalker and R2-D2 frantically try to repair Luke's X-wing, while Princess Leia's C-3PO try contact Han, Chewie, something, something. I can't read that fast.
Watch Princess Leia sing. Which the first appearance of Boba Fett
I
is
think
for
this is
some reason
made
a
by the
really
person
famous
who wrote
character, even though
this.
he's shit. Oh, right, okay.
I'm guessing.
Yeah, it seems a bit ironic.
Keep in
So is
mind,
this.
this actually
I
happened.
don't know the
This
dates
is
of these
Star Wars
movies.
canon, mate.
Okay, is this made after the first movie before they did the
Yeah,
two sequels? Or
it's
is it just
oh
set
fucking
then?
hell, it's loud. It's made just after the first movie, correct?
That's it, I'm turning back.
Okay.
I know your family's waiting.
I know it's an important day.
All right, we'll give it a try.
I'm already annoyed by, like, the... I know this is, like, this is in the Star Wars movie, but I'm just annoyed that, you know... Ooh. Alright, I understand what you're saying, of course. You're my best friend and you don't talk right, but... Ooh. Alright, I know what you're saying.
Pay attention, mate. You're missing the storyline.
Okay, okay.
Notice that they call it Life Day instead of Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Also, notice
whose life
that
is
all
it celebrating?
This...
Do you his life?
Every CGI cut is from the first movie.
Oh, okay. I don't remember the first movie that well enough. But
no, but
you'll
all
have
it, like none of the CGI is made. Sorry, made for this.
Mark Hamill as
Luke Skywalker. Fucking hell, mate. Every there's no CGI made. For
she's still. Oh no, she's moving. She's
moving. Looks like she was high as fuck.
Fucking blazing. I don't remember if the makeup was as bad in Chewbacca and the actual movie. There's a midget in that, am I right?
Yep.
Am I right? Is that how they did it?
James Earl Jones.
He's black. Racism. I think they just took that from the first movie. What? No! No! Get away from me! What the? What the fuck? What the fuck? What? No!
Something's lumpy.
No! No more! No more! No! No! What? Keep that away from me! Alright, a human, thank you, fuck! That was not nice! That was not nice! That's what I saw in the thumbnail. I thought this was like in someone introducing it. It's like gay nigger or something. Oh, fuck. Those puppets were not nice. That was nice.
In Stargate, man.
I didn't like that. What the fuck? What the f- Why is it animated? Could they not get the shirt?
You
or
have
something?
No idea what you're in for, mate. I've never
Jesus.
Made it through this fucking thing. Not even
is
once.
Is this
actually.
Animated or is
mate.
What? Is this like
keep
a
it, keep in mind that no special effects in this are not stolen from the first movie. They didn't pay any money for it.
Okay. Okay. Can't the quality's so bad oh fuck! I didn't know that was a Wookiee! I thought it was an old lady! No, don't look at me! Don't look at me! Fuck off! What the fuck? This is like, you know how like Disney movies turn people into furries?
Mate,
turns
just
people
listen to the
off
dialogue
of furries.
For a bit. Listen to the dialogue for a bit.
Alright. Good dialogue so far. Who wrote the script for this? Did someone actually write, nah? Child abuse! Child abuse! That's good to know that even Wookiees have childhood trauma. No, stop! I don't like this. Their mouths are too human and the eyes are human and it's... Fucking hell. What the f-
He's yelling at him to take out the garbage.
Wow. Wow. You do it yourself, you abusive piece of shit. Which one's the mum, which the dad, or the gay or something?
That's the grandpa, the big one's the mum, and that's the son. And Chewbacca's not back yet.
Okay.
because the Empire's chasing
them. Oh, this is Chewbacca's family, like his,
yeah, mate,
his wife and kids.
Yeah, literally said it. You were laughing
what
too hard
the
there.
Okay, is this canon? Is this canon?
This is canon,
the,
mate.
In the movies.
Yeah, not in the movies, but
I seem to remember. Okay, I seem to remember in the third prequel movie, Yoda gets in a little spaceship that Chewbacca stashes for him outside his house or something.
Yep.
Isn't that, like, it's canon to this. This is why I'm just like that.
Yep.
And that's a little kid in the... Oh, is that a midget in the suit?
I don't know, mate.
No, they captured real Sasquatch used to make this movie. Is there any indication that it's female?
And
it's wearing
like
a penny, which is fucking sexist.
Yeah.
Okay. These two bad movies don't have like touch or something, so we can tell. I don't like
look
his
at
face.
That painting. Look at that fucking painting, mate, of a forest.
Amazing matte painting work.
Looks like
I wonder if they comb their facial hair.
Looks like
he's gonna kill himself. He can't take the abuse.
Like this fucking movie anymore.
Escape. You're in a better place, mate. Do it. Jump. Like fucking Ozzy Osbourne, whoever got in trouble in Australia, said, "I'm the guy in the Curtis scene. Jump. Stop asking for attention and just do it."
Gene Simmons.
Yeah. Thank you. Oh my god, this is... Have you ever seen Antichrist or Nymphomaniac?
No.
Okay, well, there's a scene in that where the couple is having sex in both movies and the baby's playing on a balcony over a drop.
Top kid.
And Antichrist, it falls down and dies. And Nymphomaniac, he wants to do the same scene again, but they save the kid. Some, I'm expecting her to start fucking her dad or something. And it turns into a Lars von Trier movie. It's already more fucked up than... fucking Antichrist is about like a fox that talks people into cutting their genitals off or something. What?
Well delivered line.
I wonder how they delivered the lines. Like, is this really... Were they recording some dogs or something? Or is this actually a human?
No, someone's actually going...
Some of them affected going... It sounds like a fucking... like a goat. Is distressed.
Sounds like, it sounds like Elazar trying to express himself as much as he possibly can.
Yeah. When he sees Gush or something.
Yeah, whenever he sees Gush, he goes.
But say it to me! I need it! No, I don't like the face. Oh, don't look at me. Don't look at me. I don't think that stick is hitting the ground. I think he's told me. The fucking lips, mate. Was that like the, oh, I pull the coin from out your ear trick or something?
I don't know.
I think it was.
Keep in mind, this recording is literally from the original broadcast.
Okay, so they did George Lucas burn the master tapes or something?
Yeah, they've all been destroyed.
So some brave warrior put in a VHS tape and recorded this.
Okay, watch
this. Let's see, fucking...
This is good entertainment.
1978.
Yep.
My face has just dropped. I've realised what's happening. What the... It's the Cirque du Soleil. To be fair, this is what humans watch. Humans watch this kind of garbage too. Just not in a little hologram, wherever this is meant to be. Weird and gay.
Mate.
I don't like that one, it's black. Delete it. No, don't make it bigger. It's boobs. Boobs of the trumpet.
Keep in mind that whoever wrote this thought, now what do people want to see in a Christmas special? Oh, I know. Clowns and acrobats. We'll just chuck some of those in for no reason whatsoever.
That kid's face! He looks like he's gonna eat it! I don't like it, man! I don't like it at all! No! I'm fine with this!
Keep in mind, somebody
like,
has told, yeah, dress up in feathers and blow this horn thing, and we're gonna put it in a Christmas special about Star Wars. And he went,
to be honest, they might not know.
And then he said,
there's
okay,
a lot of things like that.
First, I'll do it.
No! He's checking after. Fuck off! Fuck off. It's like a screamer. No, stop. Don't touch it. Leave me alone. What? He turned into a tuna. Loving the answer. Absolutely. Fuck off. No. No, the mouse. The mouse. Gurning at them. No. No. Oh, fuck. Oh, I want to watch the bottom of the screen. I don't want to watch the top. Oh, fuck me. Fuck me. What the fuck? Oh, they pushed me in the mouth. That is legitimately disconcerting. Oh fuck, I want Han Solo to turn up, I want a human face.
Look at this shit.
Fucking Christ. Okay, this is perfectly normal to me compared to what I... the flashing to the kid's face. This is like, this is... No! No, keep it going. No. Save me. All grab niggas. Oh, fucking hell. Is this whole thing set in this family house? For 2 hours?
I'm not saying.
Okay, no. Okay, here's what I want to happen. I want fucking Darth Vader to come in the fucking door and stormtroopers come in and line them off against the wall and just start fucking executing them and then they take them out to a fucking camp and gas them.
Yes.
Oh my god, great. Please. Please, Space Hitler, save us. Fucking Christ.
That.
Oh god, what's the grandpa doing with his hands?
Keep in mind that there's some little keys just sat down. I actually thought this was going to be about Star Wars on Christmas, mate.
Oh, oh, no, the flips. I looks like a fucking Sasquatch. The grandpa's like, he's weird enough to not be human, but like, the mum's not very nice and the kid is just, get out, absolutely fuck off. I'd rather look at Lisa, that's how bad it is. That field one, no reception.
They're waiting for Chewbacca to come home. He's not home yet.
Chewbacca. These people represent the disconcertion that Goyim feel around Jewish people and their impenetrable culture and their weird faces. What? Is this Luke in jail or something? Chewbacca's family. Oh, it's just like the future. People have video phones. Phone calls. I think I can tell that he didn't want to be in this, and this is the only fucking, this is the only bit he recorded or something. Child abuse. Child abuse. The kid's gonna get a fucking blaster and kill a schooler or something. Not now, R2.
Please notice this whole scene is
there's something
R2 going beep boop beep boop and these two faggots going arr,
yeah.
Arr, arr. It's just non-stop annoying fucking noises.
Yeah. To be honest, like, Star Wars is such autistic shit, I'm sure someone's translated this, so that's not the weirdest part to me.
No.
It's a photograph, you dev.
Why can they understand English but they can't speak it? But literally everybody else in the entire universe speaks fluent English.
Yeah,
no matter what kind of alien they are, no matter where they are.
Yep.
Such acting, Hamill. Such acting.
Yep, bravo, Mark Hamill. There's like dogs of fumes looking out behind them. He's committing suicide by carbon dioxide and emission rather than talking to these things.
His uniform looks like, literally like he bought it off the internet. Like it's a copy of a uniform that someone makes and sells on the internet.
The internet didn't exist back then.
I know, but it
looks like he's in prison or something.
It looks like a fan version of the original uniform.
Yeah. It's
literally like they bought a Halloween
costume. Yeah.
Come on, Mala, let's see a little smile.
The long faces? Was that racist?
No,
don't do close-ups. Don't do close-ups.
His mum's name is...
Why the
furry
face?
Mala, and the son's name is Lumpy. You might have it
solved. it's funny because he's being horribly scolded by a malfunctioning robot. They really need to fucking put in the scrap heap.
They should fade out.
He's just dying of carbon dioxide.
I think this is before his car accident, too.
What happened to his car accident? Did he get disabled or some shit?
Between the first episode and the 2 and 3, he had a horrific car accident, and his face looks completely different than the next ones.
Is it like sagging or something because he got brain damage or
no,
something?
No, it's just like obviously all like lumpy. Like he really got quite fucked up in the face.
Wow. son. Something I don't understand about the Star Wars universe, are the robots sentient? Since they seem to do what they're told, but they like have little personalities.
Yes.
And you'd think, why would they fuck off? They're not getting paid or anything. Wow, fascinating stuff. I know I have Skype.
Mate.
I know what this is, but I need to see it. Are they calling Darth Vader?
They're calling this guy, whoever he is.
Oh, an Imperial Guard. I suppose you want to see my identification?
No, I'm off duty.
Fucking Nazis.
I've come to look around your shop.
Oh, good, good, good. Look around. Browse around. Make yourself at home. As you can see, I've got just about everything a man or Wookiee would want. Oh, here. Let me show you this. I really love this.
Another random thing and put it down.
He's picking up like random pieces of plastic. Like plastic wrapping.
A pocket size aquarium. Wonderful, isn't it?
No.
And you can take it with
you.
Wow. Snap the claim.
I hate fish.
Well, I guess you can take it underwater. The fish was so
I hate fish too, mate.
I just thought I'd show you some of the stupid stuff those Wookiees purchased from me.
I had fish and I never cleaned the tank and they ended up cannibalizing each other.
Good.
Camera following them? Even though they're doing a video call? That was a bit racist. A shaggy carpet, is it, mate?
Oh, yeah, Leia made that
fucking bigot.
Extreme racial slur in the first movie. She calls him a giant walking carpet. She goes, why is this giant walking carpet in front of me?
Typical fucking bitch.
Did you see him drop the word solo? He's talking in code.
No, this is like incomprehensible gibberish to me.
You have to listen carefully, mate. It's very important.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Isn't that for a gun or something?
What's the matter? Would you like this?
It's just a groomer.
Just a groomer.
Groom your mustache, fuckhead.
Evidently, you haven't read the instructions of the warranty and the guarantee.
Besides, that's a lightsaber.
Listen, mate, listen carefully.
Clothing, faces, and hands. Cleans teeth, fingers, and toenails. Washes eyes.
Bearing in mind, someone could do this.
Modulates and syncopates life rhythms and can repeat the entire.
I just cringed. You said that, and I just cringed thinking that this is someone's job to write this down.
Yep.
And someone said. That's fitting to, like, the first ever sci-fi blockbuster that made the most money ever and is a global phenomenon. This is a good follow-up.
I think you should literally listen to the dialogue. Another outstanding feature of this little model.
You can recharge it by simply plugging it into any ordinary laser outlet.
I'll take it.
Great.
Good, I thought you would.
I like how this is like sci-fi technology and this is what we have to do.
Pay me something for it or give me something in trade?
I said...
I like how he put it in his belt and it's sticking up like almost to his neck. I don't have pockets. No, I don't want to hold it in my hand, so I'll just jam it here.
Looks like he's trying to keep a boner under control or something. Is that a bomb or something?
In this scene, they've changed the color of the planet.
Is this for the first movie?
Yes, it all is.
Okay. Well, I don't have Asperger's syndrome, so I don't watch fucking Star Wars movies, sorry. This is a direct clip from the first movie?
Yes. The first, the preceding one where it showed the planet, they've changed the color of the planet, but they couldn't be fucked.
Just passes right down the line. Everybody pushes for quality.
Flipping it around.
Rawls, utility man.
What? Is this from Earth? GM?
It's an advert.
It's an advert.
It's the original broadcast, I think.
Alright, is this like
over the planet.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Anyway, okay, so this is a good time to talk. I think that is.
Wait, so this is General Motors in where's the Chicago? Oh, we can tell this is the past because that black man has a fucking job in Chicago, and he's working a car in Chicago,
anyway,
so fucking producing
right,
something.
They've changed
the color
of that planet.
Okay.
But did you see that the color of the spaceships was orange too? Because they just did it across the entire screen instead of like doing the one area.
Well. Yeah, the people on the line, they have a lot of interest. It was like fucking 30 years ago or something. So.
No, it's perfectly possible to change areas, mate. Right there in the plate,
and okay. See how they're built, you know, see the closet that goes into
them. General Motors, people building transportation. That is hilarious since, people. Like, the car industry is fucking dead now.
Yep. It's Kenner's new trail
tracker, battery not included. Fuck yeah. Crayon, draw a line, the trail tracker band will follow behind. That's pretty
as
that
works. It's a magnet system.
As you draw a line on the play map, the trail tracker will follow it.
It's awesome. The trail tracker
band. What the fuck? The line.
How did the silence line follow? The trail
tracker with play map and absolute future sci-fi. It probably isn't real. It probably doesn't do that. It's
probably
a trick. Like they have a magnet under the table. It's a scam.
Oh, you can also tell it's a pass because there's
only
two ads.
Commercials.
Whereas
yeah,
now
yeah,
20.
Exactly. I remember going to America and. We're watching The Simpsons and they had three commercial breaks.
Yeah, it's fucking
and like winning the credits. You have to watch the commercial credits to watch the fucking
it
credits.
It ruins the fucking loop, like flow of the of television over there because there's so many fucking ads.
Yeah, and now when I pirate it or I watch it on TV here, there's always like a big dramatic moment cut to blank and then the story continues. There's a commercial there or something and it's really obnoxious.
Yep. Okay, now this is the scene where my sister dropped off. She said I can't. She was all enthused to watch it. She said I just can't do it. I can't fucking do it.
Were you watching it on TV or something?
No, I downloaded it. We were going to watch it together. I said I wasn't able to make it through. I said see if you can. And we got to this scene and she just said I can't do it. I can't fucking do it. And then later I'll show you the scene where I gave up. First time I tried on my own.
Okay.
Listen to this dialogue. Listen.
I almost
listen.
Okay.
You have to listen to this. The tenderest cut of the bantha, bear in mind, the loin. Man. The loin
is very tasty and is it?
Nicely. Yeah.
Is he white and in blackface?
Yes. Appetite. I would suggest then that old popular God. Holiday favorite, the bantha. It's okay because he's a woman too.
It's obnoxious bitch. Check your white. It's just privilege.
Keep in mind,
even has like a pink triangle.
Keep in mind, someone thought this was entertainment. Someone thought people would watch this and be entertained.
Yeah, like they're expanding the universe or something. That was disturbing.
Mate, just watch.
Is this a recording or a live conversation?
It's a recording. It's like
a live stream. Okay. Okay.
Just watch, mate.
Wow, I love cooking.
Yep, this is literally a cooking show. Mate, just want to remind you, this is Star Wars. This is Star Wars, mate.
I think this is lost on me since I have no fucking respect for Star Wars. So, yeah, go ahead and have this can. The rest of it's a fucking, like, Jar Jar Binks is also can, keep in mind.
Yep.
A bit of the Calorantrum root. Wonderful, just adds that touch of piquancy.
I wonder what would happen if I went to Star Wars convention and was like, I prepared a fictional recipe and referenced this. I'm sure like anyone referencing this Christmas special gets like the shit kicked out of them at Star Wars convention. Like, oh, who are you cosplaying as? This fucking abomination. Oh, I am. Okay.
Keep watching.
Wow.
Keep watching. So it's
whip all niggers. Whip on niggers. Start the pot of rice mix.
Pay attention, pay attention. Keep in mind, someone put this on television. This was a food broadcast on television.
Was this like a TV event?
Yes.
The whole family across
yes.
the nation gathers around like the moon landing?
Yes.
This is the next moon landing. And Wick's coming free! Fucking hell.
Also have to beat. So it's beat,
Ah!
Mate, keep watching.
That wasn't nice. It's just like a nightmare.
It really is.
If another fucking ad comes out, I can't take it.
This is unfucking...
disconcerting things keep happening.
My sister just stood up and she stopped the thing and she's like, I can't do it. I can't. Keep watching, keep watching. This is Star Wars.
Like a penis is going to come out next. There we go. Oh. I wonder if this part of this character. I've had fantasies of having more than one hand, but not like this, not like this.
Someone thought this was entertainment.
Yeah, and this person actually got into makeup and did it, and someone behind them put their arms around it and said, yeah, this is Star Wars canon. Yep. We're making history here, people.
Yep, someone filmed it, and somebody sent it to George Lucas's dailies, and George Lucas approved it. And said, yeah, this is what I want my name associated
George
with.
George Lucas. This is from the first movie, right?
Yes.
Oh, thank God, something's happening. And but the cockpit stuff isn't from the
Keep
first
in mind,
movie,
you see that?
Right?
Correct. But all of the outside stuff is.
Okay.
Like that just there. There has to be someone on that gun to shoot it. Like, it doesn't shoot on its own. But suddenly it does.
Okay. All right. Bravo. All right, the coordinates weren't the best. Well, maybe they just, like, realized that's dumb and got a remote system.
This is international movie star Harrison Ford.
Oh, he was in the Expendables. He played the new CIA contact because Bruce Willis is such a fucking prick he didn't want to be in it.
They should have hired a different... Who's such a fucking prick?
Bruce Willis, like, famously can't do sequels because everyone hates him.
They should have hired CIA guy from Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah, you're right. And it's like, Rambo? I'm CIA. Tell me about Mel Gibson. Why does he hate the Jew? If I was making a movie, it would be about, like, CIA's family, and it would be this. It would just be an entire family of people who dress the same and keep their hands in their belt and talk about masked men.
This is the most interesting thing that happens.
Due to suspected rebel activity on the Kazook planet, the Empire has declared martial law.
Oh, it's Ferguson. That's a dated reference. A year's time, no one will remember that since, like, Civil War will have already broken out in America, sorry.
No ships are coming to land. We'll take off. So, how will Chewbacca make his way home?
It's gas in there.
I think you're right, that fucking stick isn't touching the ground half the time. Jesus Christ.
It's a hover stick, mate.
Yeah, it's a future.
No plot holes in this. Please be stormtroopers, and they're just like, you fucking subhumans, and fucking string them up.
I love shooting carpets. It's
me, yeah.
I fucking love shooting new carpets.
Yeah. Can't believe I get paid for shooting new fucking carpets. What
do
I call it? The
thingamabob. I think he just I think he actually forgot his fucking line there, and then he's like, fuck it.
Yeah, sure. That's, seems in context as much as anything else. Why all the long hairy faces? Racism. Racism.
Look at that fucking thing, mate.
No! That almost made me cry during the circuit delay. I was almost crying. Yeah.
The first time I saw this, I was just like, shocked that that wasn't a design, that was an actual thing.
I'm scared as to what's insane. Is it a kid for a midget, or is it real?
Mate, don't wait till you see this Christmas present. I think this Christmas present is where I lost it and I gave up.
Okay. It's like a dildo or something. Is Life Day only celebrated on the Wookiee planet? Or is it the universe?
No, I think it's the universe or something.
Okay.
He demands a kiss before she can have a present. Notice that none of them have bought a present.
Culture. They're Jews. They'll take, but they won't give. I don't like the sounds it makes. I really don't. No. No, it's obviously that kid's voice, and it's Just remember. Should I open it in the
same? They raped a baby and recorded the sounds it made, and that's how they came up with this. mate.
Is that a tape writer?
Mate, you're not going to believe what this is. And you're not going to believe what they've done with it. This is television first, mate. I'm telling you right now.
Oh, they're going to give him a part or something.
Mate.
No.
Listen.
A virtual reality movie? This is getting a bit dodgy, mate. It's getting a bit dodgy.
Mate, it's about to
get dodgy. It's VR porn or something.
It's about to get dodgy.
Oh, no. This is for kids, please. No, come on, mate. Come on. Just give him a perm or something. Come on. No. Come on, mate. Come on, mate. He's an old grandpa, mate. Come on. I don't know what's happening. Is this like... Is this for people on acid? Is this when, like, trippy things were cool? I keep having to check the date because it's, like, absolutely timeless.
Do not know.
It's like from a parallel universe.
Yeah.
It's like from the Star Wars universe. Yeah. And we're seeing into an abstract world of ape shit and sanity.
Mate.
Alright. It's like an LSD trip.
He's just told this grandpa, like, I've got a wow thing for you on the virtual reality thing. Enjoy. And, like, strapped him in and he's got all excited. And this is being shown to kids.
Okay, my brother's firing. I don't like what this is. I'm waiting for, like, gay partners to
pop up. This is being shown on television. Like, they expect that someone's going to flick onto this, see this, and stay watching.
This is representing sperm cells, actually.
Maybe, I don't know.
Wow. They really did think they were getting away with this as, like, sci-fi special effects or something.
This is being shown on television. Primetime television. Searching.
On Christmas
Day. Listen to this shit.
What? Is it brainwashing them?
Listen. It's like hands-free fapping or something.
It's that fucking ASSR YouTube videos. Oh, yes. Oh no, nigga, get out of my head, nigga. Is this a man or woman? I can't tell at the stage.
Listen. I'm getting your
message. Are you getting mine? Oh! 81. Oh, it's like in Demolition Man. They have sex in VR.
Fucking hell. This is a kid's thing. And he's literally like Demolition Man sexually excited.
Oh. No.
He hit the replay button. He rewound the YouTube so he can listen clearly to it again like an autist.
Yeah. I've done this in certain wishing videos. Ask how you find me. You see, I am your fantasy. I am your experience. No, don't turn into a Wookiee. I saw like a frame of Wookiee popped up and like, oh, it's our face, sorry. I'm racist. He's fucking brown people at the same time.
So he loves black women apparently.
Well, they're both subhuman apes. This is worse than sex. It's like,
mate,
simulating love.
Keep in mind,
has this guy got a family?
This is supposed to be a Christmas Star Wars special. Literally, something for kids to watch on Christmas, and we're going to use the Star Wars name, and we'll just throw something together real quick, and I'm sure they'll love it. Because how can they not? Mate, people must.
What's this have to do with Star Wars? It's like the intro to James Bond.
She's just started singing, mate. For no fucking reason.
This isn't like VR. What kid is watching this in VR?
Yes. This
it's
is
like
Star Wars,
a
mate.
Black woman's really
this
singing
is
to
Star
me.
Wars.
This must have something to do with LSD, like they're getting it in the trippy craze or something. There must be a reason to this.
There's not. This wasn't common back then. I mean, keep in mind, this was universally panned the moment it came out.
Good. Okay, good. I'm glad this wasn't a thing. If this was a thing, I'd have to kill anyone over the age of 40 in case they're part of it.
Keep in mind, this is now a full song in the middle of this fucking thing. I'm sure kids are gonna love this.
I once again, we're away from the Wookiees, and I'm fine. Okay, not so fine anymore. Not so fine anymore. I became creepy suddenly. This is exactly like, oh, what's it called? HMRI something. It's exactly like this.
Fucking hell.
ASMR videos. This is exactly this.
I feel like this is
virtual reality.
You know what this reminds me of? It reminds me of like a 60s Bond film opening. But shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Only it's in a Star Wars Christmas special. What the fuck?
I'm expecting you to start going like gold finger.
You're the man, who can finger me.
And we might be thinking the Wookiee's jacking off, isn't it? It's really sad because it's not. I was expecting porn or something really dodgy, but it's like simulating a woman singing to you in affection or something, which is literally those ASMR videos where women whisper a bedtime story to you.
Oh yeah, those things you're telling me about, yeah.
Yeah.
You should get ones where it's just a woman like calling you a piece of shit to you, either.
I found porn like that. What? Why do they call it jerk-off instruction videos or something? I like those. Nothing wrong with them. It's funny because black people do a bit look like Wookiees. Like the monkey face. Every time they fade around, I'm like, oh, here comes a Wookiee, but no. What the fuck, matey boy?
High as fuck.
Blaze it, bitch. What the
absolutely just fucking blaze.
Can't even tell what's gonna. Steven, yeah, well, yeah, I need some weed for this.
I think you did. I think if you were high and watched this, you would literally have a bad
this
trip
is a story
and feel very bad.
Yeah. Yeah, some things make sense when you're high, but this. Yeah, now there's suddenly like weird white goo everywhere. Oh fuck me.
It's Carrie Ann Fisher. And that faggot.
She ever been in any other movie?
Ah, she's in the Blues Brothers. That's her only other famous movie.
I'm right in thinking that C-3PO is gay.
Ah, he's definitely effeminate. I don't think robots have sexuality though.
Okay. Happy life
day. Apart from Trollinator.
Don't be judgmental like that, yeah, exactly. What the fuck?
Oh, finally we have a translator. So
could you do me a favor and send even though fucking Mark Hamill or Luke or whatever he's called could speak it.
She doesn't want to talk to him, it's hilarious.
Why can't she
speak? Really is racist.
Yeah. You mean it hasn't arrived yet? Why has she got a British accent suddenly?
She's always sounded like that.
Okay.
That Imperial Patrol must be giving them more trouble than we bargained for.
I only watch Transformers
movies.
Well.
Note that her buns are not
Mala,
done
are
properly like they were in the movies.
They're unequal. Reminds me like how like men are like, is it okay if one testicle is a bit bigger than the other? It's like that, but for hair buns. And the answer is yes, it's okay. And the answer is yes, if you have a lump on it, be grateful you might die and not have to remember this anymore. Oh, I don't like it when they smile.
It's natural for your left testicle to hang low
and
your right.
I know I can count on you to take care of my friends until their leader returns. You'll do that
for me, won't you? Yes, indeed,
ma'am. That's what I'm here for. You just stand up.
No, I can do it.
You have to stand up.
Oh, yeah, it's the left one.
Yeah.
It's the left one. No, I can do it.
Do you know why that is? I asked the doctor once. And they said it's because...
Why's that?
Because, like, your intestines and stuff hang on the left side of your body, so it pushes down the organs.
I think this is a bit dodgy since your testicles are external to your body, so...
Yeah, but they attach on the inside, and all that shit is on the other side.
Yeah.
I feel the same way about you two, pal, and your family.
It's not much.
I've never seen so much Imperial traffic in this system.
All these video shots are from the first movie, too.
I really feel like I should have watched the first movie or something first and say it's not as jarring as it could be. It's already traumatic, but like I need to fully understand that this is canon. This is between A New Hope and The Empire Strikes Back.
Yep.
This is what how the story takes place. No, fuck off. No, don't look at me. Don't look at me. It really is like goats being slaughtered or something. Yes! 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 Go on, my son! Go on, my son! Get on more! Sick fucking here! No, it's not about for a Nicolas Cage movie. Doesn't have some sex molestation with kids in it? Doesn't this guy touch the kids? The turkey's called Alice?
This is ads for what's on television.
I don't know where Nashville is. Okay.
It's in Tennessee. Does TV ever talk about this show? It's quite famous. Watch it. But
yeah, I know of it. I remember there was a twist where it turned out it was also someone's daydream in the shower.
It's back. Yes.
Only two commercials. Yay.
It's only one commercial.
One more commercials from the time period.
No, there's another one here. It has
a lot of things for a cold. Thank God. Can relieve nasal and sinus congestion, sneezing. AIDS. Can you get high on it? I need to get blazed, mate. Well, my side does more because I've got Contrax, the new multi-symptom cold reliever. Contrax is that a fucking condom?
Americans who love drugs.
Americans. I need some fucking drugs after this. Contact or bear for your miserable combination of all these symptoms. It's funny that like Silly Daddy, the woman knows what's up. It's been in the media for the last like 40 years.
Yup. There used to be more of us in
the
International
Ladies Garment Workers Union. Then we saw the Star Wars episode and kill ourselves.
He just said the International Ladies Garments Union. Are you fucking serious? We can support
our families. Panty sniffers unite. Buy the things other Americans make. That's what it means
when the label says union. I bet that doesn't even exist anymore, because who gives it?
Nope, it's all made in China. By Sleeve.
I think I've seen literally a parody of this ad on The Simpsons. Yeah, I think
maybe
I have.
In a reference to the Into Star Wars
no,
thing?
No, reference to this advertisement. Look at that fucking pedophile. Absolute fucking pedophile.
People are so fucking ugly.
Mimu, that 70s. Is a fucking pedophile, mate.
Yeah. Look at their fucking... I guess back then this was fashionable. That's why old grannies still have the hair like this.
Where have I seen this cool fucking parody of that ad? Ago. This Christmas, people are being very choosy. Somewhere.
Perfect.
What the fuck are these? Oh, I remember that phone. If you want to do
something that'll be absolutely fucking tasteless. Be choosy and get genuine Bell. Because when you get right down to it, this isn't the phone.
This is. Daddy. For me? Oh, wow, people used to give each other phones. That's fucking hilarious. That is absolutely fucking hilarious.
Yep.
Yes, I'm enjoying these ads more than I'm enjoying the fucking holiday special, right?
Yeah, it's a break. The story of Adam and Eve. Of Cain and Abel. I want to watch this movie.
Truly the me too. Lord,
my God. I want to watch this instead. The story of Abraham. Of Sodom and Gomorrah and Noah and the Great Flood, the Bible, Saturday on CBS at 8, 7 Bible, Central and Mountain Time. Better than the fucking last tomorrow movie they made out of that story. God bless America. World
Series, three home runs. Do you know what's great about American, not being in America? Is I never have to hear like different time zones announced on television. Like you do in fucking
yeah. When I'm
because you know what they do. You know what they do here. We've got different time zones here. You know, but you know what they do. They don't broadcast. They make a different broadcast for each fucking area. Isn't that fucking easier for like everybody? They haven't listened to this bullshit.
Yeah. So like 10/9C or something. All right.
Yeah. Fuck that shit.
And they're about to get rounded up into a fucking camp. Is this the guy from the movie? Or is that a new actor?
I think it's a new actor.
I don't think that this is the problem. Like, they got the original cast to come onto a set during their busy schedule and, like, alone with someone in costume. Like, it wasn't the original guy in the robot costume.
To be fair, costume, none of them had any fucking schedule. In a set Star Wars killed every single one of their careers except for Harrison Ford. Just decimated their fucking
Well, if this was after the first one, they're probably doing the circuits and...
They got nothing, mate. Nobody hired them for anything because everybody just knew them as, oh yeah, that's Princess Leia, and oh yeah, that's
fucking. Well, maybe they saw the script for this and were like, yeah, trim down my part, please. Please fucking kill these people, please.
I'm surprised I said yes to it.
He takes one.
Shows you what no name
he
is. Though,
takes
right?
One fucking look at the kid and kills him.
Some help, Hitler.
Who are you? And what are you doing in this Wookiee house?
Oh, I'm the treasurer of this district. You see, the truth of the matter is she had a terrible fight with
I thought he said he was a traitor, since he's a fucking race traitor for these Wookiee scum.
Your identification? Oh, identification.
Maybe they just have, like, Holocaust overtones. This is like Schindler's List.
Papers, please.
This is where Steven Seagal got the idea for Schindler's List from. Yeah, this...
Americans are literally used to having a gun pointed at them when they don't have their ID fast enough.
Yeah, cops come into your fucking house. Yep. And, like, if this is America, those three would get shot because they look too much like dogs.
Yep.
And, some people like to keep things neat and clean, and that's why I have the little leather case for the identification card. As a matter of fact, if any of you guys...
did you hear about the cop who tried to shoot a dog and then shot himself by mistake and then tried to sue the dog's owner?
No, no, but good. I hope he's fucking disabled for his life. Stop fucking that. It'd be funny if he tried to sue the dog itself. It's like I've heard of cases of that. People trying to sue an animal, isn't it?
Hello, little guy. Where's your daddy?
He takes one fucking look. Jesus. Exactly. Only I get to beat my son.
He must be 24 or 25 years old, but now he loves the service. Great little guy.
Your identification is in order. You can go now.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I just have a little more work to finish up here.
Kid growling, no.
While I'm finishing up here, why don't you boys take it easy, relax, put your feet up, and make yourself to home. Wookiee food isn't the greatest, but I'm sure that I can whip something up in the kitchen there that we can all eat. You don't mind, do you, Mala? Mallow, you come in the kitchen to help me.
Fucking bitch, get in the kitchen.
Mallow, you come in the kitchen!
So woman blonde.
You can tell that was like his dad, the reason he delivered that line so well is he's used to talking to his wife like that in real life.
Yep. And what's this?
Let me show you how.
Is it Battleship?
I gotta turn it on, don't I?
I can't remember.
Just sit down and enjoy it.
Some absolute hilarious dog shit. Keep in mind, he's sitting down to watch this thing. Yeah. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, it could be a fucking bomb.
Yep. What the fuck? They were like, okay, we need a few more minutes. Can you just wave your hands around for a while and we'll film it?
Yeah,
and then we'll put it on
this
television. And people will pay for us to put this on television.
This is a lot of waving people's arms around, like unpacking things and cooking.
Yep.
And just miming doing useless bullshit.
It's literally killing time now.
Like, what the fuck?
Okay.
Miming killing a fly. I guess it's in character because he's trying to distract them or something.
Hey, wait for it.
Look at his hands, his night just getting by. Oh, come on, another one.
It's another musical.
Is that musical?
Yes, mate. It's the musical bit. So far we've had acrobats, a woman singer, and now we've got a rock and roll band. Implying it's not a
girl. It's gonna suck it. You can see the foreskin too. So, nah, it's a dildo. It's American. It seems to be glowing. I guess that's a sci-fi element.
This guy sounds like shit.
A I'm guessing if we listen to the lyrics, it's going to be Earth-based real lyrics, and they're going to be singing about, like, President Nelson or whatever the fuck. I can't tell what you're singing about, since all singing your music's fucking incomprehensible shit. But if you look to the lyrics, I'm guessing it's going to be making a reference to, like, Dallas, Texas or something.
Yeah, probably. I literally cannot understand that. I don't know if it's the poor quality audio or what.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, every song I've ever heard, I don't know what the person's singing about.
Good.
I can understand rappers better than most shit.
You can take me higher than the diamonds in the sky, is what I heard.
Well, I guess that's ambiguous and could be in any galaxy.
Yep.
I like all the special effects for the drum, where like a ricochet came off it. There you go, yeah, it's like Scott Pilgrim. This is where Edgar Wright got the idea from. Bravo, George Lucas. Maybe it seemed to be Star Wars. This is like some space shit.
Serious, mate? This is like every 70s music video I've ever made. Only worse.
Yeah, mate.
Since they haven't done the kaleidoscope effect that they always do in the 70s. So you're enjoying this Christmas special? Do you feel Christmassy? Do you feel like you're watching Star Wars?
Yeah, I do. I do.
Very Christmassy.
I guess musicals are so Christmassy.
This is not a musical though. This is just a random song that has started playing.
Yeah.
George
I guess
Lucas
it's Christmassy
approved
this. There's a family that yell at the little kids.
For you, see, yeah, that's true.
Fucking Christmas.
That's the most Christmassy thing so far.
And no one can be bothered to turn up and just phones it in, literally. Literally, maybe that's where the term phone it in came from, this fucking movie.
Keep in mind, supposedly, this guy's sitting here watching this the whole time while his troops stand around waiting for him to decide what he's going to do.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? Who has the fucking time to do that? Like, a cop comes over your house and you're like, hey, do you want to watch a music video?
What?
And they'd be like, no.
It's a state program. They're getting paid anyway, mate.
Fucking hell. Why do you need this special thing to watch this when they've got about 20 screens around the house already?
Yeah, and they just showed like a free-flowing hologram that could be sent around the room at large. I don't know why they need a special box.
We need to watch this. And it's little. Absolutely. It's like looks really small as well.
Yeah.
But chunky.
Maybe that made it more technological in those days.
Oh, yeah.
The more chunky something is, the more powerful it is or something. More shit. And then the commander says, that was shit, and executes everyone. Yeah.
Yep.
Then the rest of the movie is him going house to house, killing everyone.
I'm not going to lie, even with you entertaining me, I am now getting to the point where I feel like I don't want to watch this. Because I'm now acutely aware that we have an hour left to go.
Yeah, I was just about to ask, what's the runtime of Star Wars? What's the runtime of it? An hour and a half?
Yeah, something like that.
It's not fucking 2 hours, is it?
I think this might be longer than
this. This is longer than...
Yeah, it might be.
I know you like fucking it. Jesus.
Your work here is finished. They leave now. I guess you're right.
What? That's his subordinate. So he just stood there letting his subordinate watch a music video.
Keep up the good work.
Fucking Christ.
Job well done.
I like how they got like all three, like it would just be stormtroopers, right? But no, we're gonna have literally like a commander and like a second in charge
and
then,
a general.
Like, stormtroopers. Yeah, like what the fuck?
Like a 5-star general. Yeah. Kill him. tell him, please.
Leave so we can rape the Wookiees, mate. The
upper area. Check the rebel material. Anything to at least that guy sort of had a character, I guess, like... this fast-talking salesman. Alright, a one-dimensional character, good job. That's better than, like, minus one-dimensional, where you feel the personality getting sucked out of you into that demonic little Wookiee child. And these guys are just like, zero-dimensional, because we're not doing anything. Kill him.
I would
do it.
I would shoot the fuck out all these people.
One look at his fucking face.
Why is there a general here?
But when my men get angry, I can't always control them. We are going to continue our search. Fuck off! Don't look at him! Don't! Fuck off! That little cunt! Don't forget the
mind, George Lucas probably created him.
Yeah. We need a character for the children to connect to. Have him get verbally abused a lot. So what was his present that he got? He's gonna turn to be a gun or something.
You'll see. It's amazing.
Oh, fuck. It's just like Guess Who or some game or something.
Look how very slowly they're going up there to check this.
Yeah. To be honest, I go up. Oh, fuck.
Oh, I think this is
Japanese? Is this anime? Are you getting me to watch anime?
Mate, watch this. This is like, I think this is the only popular part of the whole thing.
And they can fuck off because it's still terrible. Jesus. Jesus. He looked like Michael Bay there.
Which I think might be an improvement. You're right.
Like an absolute fucking dev. Yeah. Is he hanging himself in the back?
Yeah.
Why is he swinging? Why is he hanging himself? Oh, he's upside down. I thought he fucking hang himself.
Look at this random, like... it's the guy who made Astro Boy. It's Astro Boy's father.
Yeah. What? What is going on?
Holy fuck.
No.
What he said? If something has happened to Captain Solo and Chewbacca is alone, you will need me to interpret.
Can't they just get like a little device they keep in their pocket that replaces C-3PO?
Oh shit.
Get a fucking iPhone or something, mate. He's firing on us. Go on, Michael Bay, go. I think he means to hit us. Chewie's a better shot than that.
Look, he's speeding up. We're losing him. Why is Chewbacca shooting at them?
Just to be a fucking dick. He's heading straight for a moon in the Panis system. They went to the solar system. What? This planet's made of jam or something.
Yeah, strawberry jam. Hang on, R2. What about
me? I'm going to shake a boat. Good day.
Is that Patrick from SpongeBob SquarePants? I think it was.
Fuck. Fuck.
It was, mate.
This is his origin story.
Holy shit. What's
clearly not thing? Going outside now, but.
Oh, fuck.
Some strawberry jam. Are you alright? Yes, how about R2? Nice slavery undertones calling him master. Our comm links are out. We can't contact the base. Every so often I realize this is real and my face drops. Oh, fuck me, it's Nessie.
This is canon. This is canon. We'll
be dessert soon. Thought I was eating R2 then. Are they leaving R2 behind? What? Oh, hell yeah, it's Boba Fett. It's so badass. Even though he never gets a line in any of the movies, this is the most character-attracting
introduction. This is the first time he's seen on screen, mate.
Really? Like, yes. In canon?
Yes.
This is before...
Yes.
You are alone. Ah, he's so popular, this is the first thing he's in. I am Boba Fett.
Are the Imperial troops near this planet?
He rides a
dinosaur. Is he a bounty hunter that's hunting them?
And growing more powerful.
Why? How far away?
Settle down. All they do is eat.
This is all we have,
but he's welcome to it.
You are foolish to waste your kindness on this dumb creature.
Baltimore.
No lower life form is worth going hungry for.
We need to drop a fucking canister in Baltimore to fucking purge whoever taped this. Unleash it on the world.
It will be easy to find the ship you seek. Follow me, friend.
Is there a bounty hunter that's been paid to find these people?
Yes.
He's our only chance.
Okay.
And he's riding a dinosaur and they're following him through Strawberry Jam in their spaceship. Which is now a boat.
Absolutely fucking
this is Star Wars, mate.
To be honest, the Star Wars movies, they have them going to a moon in a giant tapeworm trying to eat them just as they fly out of its mouth, so.
What's
and like Yoda lives in a swamp.
What's wrong with them, mate? What's wrong?
Yeah.
Legalize it. Oh, it's a talisman.
Looks like Yoda's asleep.
Mind.
What? No, I think that would be a good idea, actually, to fucking destroy the thing controlling your mind. Spider-Man!
What the fuck?
Go webbing! Spider-Man? Spider-Man? Why is he on... Letting him go.
Must have come from the talisman. R2 says it's some kind of
sleeping
virus that only affects humans.
Why is it... Why is...
Boba Fett human? Boba Fett's human. Plot
why
hole,
is Boba Fett
hole.
Their friend?
I know this sleeping virus.
Why is he talking?
Uses on its enemies. They have a remedy.
Why is there a talisman? Why is she gone Lord of the Rings? Why was
Chewbacca
why is Chewbacca like beating people up? But if you must, why is Han Solo still tied up upside down? I don't understand.
He looks like Owen Wilson.
These questions.
That's the monster from the trash compactor. I remember I liked that scene when I was a kid. I liked the trash compactor scene. I liked the idea of the walls crushing out. That was an exciting scene.
Good scene, mate. That is properly well done.
Yeah.
That is exactly how you do a movie like that.
While I get the serum. I
shut the fuck up. Stay, dog. Down, dog. I'm your only chance
of getting out of here. Oh my god, look at their chins. Do you understand? Jay Leno as Stormtrooper.
What? I don't like any of
this. Anytime I think of Jay Leno, I also think
this
of...
This is for enemas.
What?
I don't like that.
Like it's securing people who are tied upside down. It's secure for if your friend is tied upside down. Did you see that? It's not a joke.
Yeah, and it looks like a fucking penis, mate.
Yep. Anytime I think of Jay Leno now, I also think...
He still looks credit card.
Oh, he's a bad guy.
Yeah, I used to see that. Finally, Darth Vader. Ah! I forgot! No! Take his back! No!
Oh,
the last thing you ever see! Alright, back to the distant past when America had an economy.
Good one.
This is sci-fi now, matey boy. Oh, Americans.
I love that everybody wore pedo glasses
see, these
in the 70s.
Yeah, it's not pedo glasses because, like Ed Kemper, what he says, he actually considers little small glasses like we wear nowadays as pedo glasses, and he puts on big frame glasses in the 70s, he says, see, now I'm a hip normal person, and you trust me. So it's just that the fashion lags, it's not the glasses themselves, it's just the fashion lagging. So in the 70s, pedo glasses were like small frame glasses because that was the fashion in the 40s, so it's people who are still copying their parents as adults is the creepy thing, not the fashion itself. So I can hunt pedophiles across time and space, matey boy.
Edward Kemper had a terrible temper. It's fucking hilarious that this ad is for like a company that barely exists anymore.
Under the skin scene here. When you watch that movie, you'll understand. There's like a 10-minute long scene of Scarlett Johansson trying to eat one bite of cake, but she's too like anorexic to eat it.
Fucking hell.
It's a great movie.
This is a bad ad for something that it doesn't look delicious. It looks like something I wouldn't. It's
Pillsbury.
Like something someone would be like, "Do you want to eat this?"
Isn't that from like, Ghostbusters?
No, yeah, the Pillsbury Doughboy. That's the.
Is that a real mascot?
Yeah.
The fuck? It's a big game.
These are Hungry Jack biscuits. Why, they bake up all big, hot, flaky, and delicious. I tell you, they're big enough to fill up even a king-size appetite.
More, Ma.
That's my Hungry Jack. Bet you got one, too.
Hungry. Hungry Jack. They gobble them down.
Mannequins.
Hungry Jack.
Please more commercials.
They still sell those biscuit dough in tubes over there.
I'm guessing
hold on, this news break raw, right?
Is news break. Soviet President Brezhnev.
It's Brezhnev!
Propaganda.
He's the ugliest fucker ever to exist.
Propaganda, propaganda, propaganda.
People, but leaves buildings standing.
Shut the fuck up, no it doesn't.
It does.
Has been convicted of selling top
no, it doesn't. Fuck off. It destroys buildings.
The neutron bomb. No, it doesn't. Look it up.
On the Midwest today.
Mm-hmm. It's an extremely high dose of radiation.
Also
that's all it is.
Hit parts of Michigan and Wisconsin.
Okay. I believe
it. Was
it.
Some 9 months ago when the blizzard of 78 hit New England, and the medical community predicted this would be a busy time for maternity
ward. It's
wards,
a baby in the snow.
It hasn't happened. One nurse said most of the men must have been out shoveling snow.
Remarkable scientific medicine helps relieve most cold symptoms caused
hell
by
and veg.
Yeah, mate, this is nothing. You should see it. Yeah,
this is
ridiculous.
I'm Colleen Sanders, CBS News, New York. More news later.
What? The commercial cut in so we could have her say tune in later for more.
I like how she actually, like, pretends like she's writing something on paper like anybody believes you fucking like.
Yeah. If the neutron bomb exists, they need to fucking drop it in the studio that made this and then burn it down.
Yep.
Drop a neutron bomb, then a nuclear bomb, then a fucking mother of all bomb, then a hydrochloric bomb. Just carpet bomb everyone involved in this, please.
Yep.
Don't worry. We'll make it.
Send Terminators after everybody.
Roger Moore.
Yeah.
Oh, Roger Moore. As generic.
The wild geese.
What the fuck?
I don't want to see this. I don't want to see this.
But it's dog shit, mate.
No, come back. Come back. Look like an action movie.
Before you buy any car, see Granny.
Alright, we'll watch it.
Factory air conditioned Chevette, just
$99
down.
$99 down.
Check my dubs. Check my dubs. Check my dubs. Grand Bernie. Make Barney and who's
typical American.
Metafacts. Oh, Metafacts. And over half this looks like the porn star. Like, Rod something. American. What was that an ad for?
I have no idea, mate. Oh shit. Oh shit.
Fuck off. Fuck off. Just cut right to the cartoon. I want to find what happened about Boba Fett killing Luke's credit card.
He's practicing.
Yeah. Minimize. I don't like that pose. He's gonna fuck him. Oh, this wee thing. He's definitely watching part of it. Christ.
Why are they hanging upside down? I don't.
This is porn. This is gay bondage porn.
I wonder what's keeping Chewbacca.
Why?
Try to find him on the view screen. Darth Vader.
Good work. But I want them alive. Now that you got their
what?
Trust innate.
The talisman's working for him.
This time we'll get them all.
Oh no, it's a trick. Boba Fett tricked them. He stole his credit card. Wow, get fucked.
What will we do now?
I can't believe it. They made C-3PO make
seems
look like more of a faggot. I don't know how they did it, but well fucking done.
Yep.
We must leave quickly, friend.
Jesus Christ.
I like Boba Fett now. I like Boba Fett because he's fucking over all these retards. Why are they shooting at him? Shouldn't they get a memo to say don't shoot our fucking agent?
They should, yeah.
But you know, government.
He's like, give it to me, I'll do a better shot.
Aimbot bitch myself.
Yeah, he's sad about that. Like, he's shit.
Yeah.
What happened?
What a line delivery. Bravo, Harrison.
What happened?
Boba found serum for the talisman virus.
Jesus Christ, what am I hearing?
Boba, you're a hero.
Our friend Boba found serum for the talisman virus.
What's the matter with R2? I'm afraid, sir, it's because
Boba
is a friend and faithful ally.
that simply does not feed properly into R2's information bank.
What are you talking about?
We intercepted a message between Boba and Darth Vader. Boba Fett is Darth Vader's right-hand man.
He's like tiptoeing out.
Get absolutely trolled on. Except you want a little thing. I think you're just standing there in the fucking next movie.
How does the Force sound like? I don't give a fuck. I don't want to be in the recording booth. Fuck you all. How did
you know, Chewie? She was about to fall asleep. What the fuck was that? Oh no, the animation. So what was the plot? Why aren't they all getting arrested by Darth Vader? What language is that? Why did Boba Fett leave them?
What happened was, C-3PO said he's with Darth Vader, and then he ran away and flew away.
Come there, Clutch. Okay. Wow. Good work, Boba Fett. They're all supposed to be a bounty hunter. Like, dog the bounty hunter or something. He's all talk. He's actually doing it. American freedom intensifies. Fucking etch-a-sketch or something there. Is this fucking thing gonna come alive and be a monster or something?
Oh, it's a toy of one of the things that you see in the background.
Oh, wait. Gonna find some drugs. The weed out niggies. I'm glad there's something resembling a plot now. Like, the bad guys are harassing them, alright. This is vaguely happening. This guy looks like, you know, Spaceballs?
Yeah.
The parody of Star
Wars?
Yeah. That looks like that guy from that. I've never seen it, but I know what it is.
Very unfair.
That guy's from
it. I do not recommend it on any level.
Yeah, fucking Jew comedy. He's a fucking pedophile. Don't fucking look at me, you little fuck. No, get Woody Allen in here to molest this little shit so he starts smiling. No! No, don't look at me. Don't look at me. They just let the kid go.
Why are they all just standing there while they wait for him to walk upstairs? What the fuck? They couldn't think of anything for them to do, so they're just like, okay, you just stand there and we wait for the kid to go upstairs.
No.
Fucking look at that fucking face, man.
That will keep him busy for a while. The inside of the lip is... And the mum's like,
for a while.
Mouth is too.
Oh yeah, that's a good idea. Just rip up kids' toys. Keep them busy.
I think mouth is too far forward. The noises are genuinely distressing. Like, this is what they play during like hostage situations to like psych out the hostage takers.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Something. So they play in Gitmo or something. Show this in Gitmo. And I'll confess to anything.
Oh, fucking hell, mate. Afterwards, they would be like, you know what? I don't hate America anymore. Because they're all fucking mentally deficient.
Yeah,
what the fuck are they made?
It's mean to hate and retards. Oh, no, I just hate George Lucas. Let me blow up George Lucas,
yeah.
Please.
You're gonna bite blocks.
Stop looking at the camera, you little shit. I feel like I'm gonna pass out or something. It's just,
mate,
it's hurting my head.
I'm really,
I generally, like, I need
I'm
to
really struggling now. This
drink,
is this is now beyond. No, you have to stay
and
watch.
I need
watch.
Orange juice.
No, no.
I'm drinking right
you
now.
Fuck.
I'm drinking it.
Okay, watch
you.
This. This is beyond the point that I reach.
I can fucking take it.
Watch this. Pay attention.
The motor abilities
I can
of
take
Amorphian
it.
Citizens are frequently impaired by malfunctions, which result in a temporary loss of power.
Pay attention, pay attention.
Like impetus.
This in no
back
way
pain.
Reflects on the safety of our
don't
product.
Look at me, you fuck.
Rather, it should serve as a guarantee of our high standard of long wear and durability.
Thank you for selecting our brand of mini transmitter. If you assemble it properly, following the instructions I am about
I'm
to
generally
give you...
I'm genuinely worried.
Pay attention.
Gonna get worse.
Many years of fun.
Oh,
and
mate.
Valuable services.
What's happening? What's happening? I don't like seeing that kind of talk.
Let's get started, shall we?
Pay attention, mate. Keep in mind, someone recorded this.
Okay, yeah. No! Stop doing that! No, it's just
sparking stuff.
It's the kid playing with the fast barge, isn't it?
Right.
Stop.
It looks like this.
It's a piece of fucking plastic. Put this back over your head and all the stuff will go away. Do it Sophie style. Oh, what is happening? It's like I'm really watching a VHS tape that's gone wrong.
Right, this is already so boring. It's a structural video, and they've made it break every now and then.
Oh, fuck.
Keep watching.
What's it for? What the fuck? His face! Oh no! What the fuck? What the fuck?
Oh, come on.
Do it, do it, do it! Little kid, do it! Oh, it's like satanic brainwashing or something.
Why am I watching this?
It's like those people on YouTube are watching micro expressions or something and like say, here you can see the lizard's eyes when the hologram goes down. Is the kid making him distressed or something? It's in the video?
No. The joke is that it's like a bad company and it's badly made and the instructional video is broken.
They don't have to pick it up anymore. It's already fucking badly made, mate. So, red goes to red.
Blue goes to blue. And so on. Now, watch me closely. Someone wrote this. Someone sat down and wrote this. That... And then he says red goes to red.
Let us work slowly or methodically because this is a job for a ruined world. Well,
I'll
turn our attention to the assembly of the impulse to voice translator. The impulse to voice
translator. That was the best one yet.
We must remain alert for this very complicated procedure.
Endurance and concentration. What is shit presently got?
Oh, this is like what happens when you're having a stroke. It's like he's
right,
having a stroke and I'm having a stroke.
Fucking thing is like, it's just having a stroke. The Christmas special.
This is like when you realize your date's slipped you a roofie and the world just goes.
Yep. But that's what the whole fucking thing is like, mate. Never mind this video.
All things like being roofied and you're getting fucking raped and this is your nightmare while you're getting fucking gangbanged.
Oh, thank Christ for that.
Tobor, the telesonic robot. Battery's not included. He's under your control. With a click from the telesonic...
Surprised now the technology for this back then. Bravo, human race.
To proceed forward, to circle, or to pick up the support module and return, all on your command. Tobor is robot.
Why?
Spelled backwards.
Tobor, that feel with no robot BS.
From Shopper.
Why?
In case you need to... For disabled people to bring the medication to them or something.
Blush, blush, blush. Or blush to blush. Now you can blush automatically with Revlon's new super lustrous cream on blush.
That's right, women. Blush, you are ugly unless you coat yourself in some dog shit. It delivers color that goes on. You should spend hours and hours, literally thousands of hours of your life, putting makeup on your face. Even after you've gotten mad.
Don't forget to put blush on your chest so it looks like you have a bad rash.
Yep.
And love it if you look like you have herpes.
Cream on blush. Oh, I'll cream on your chest. Don't worry.
Oh, full America, full America, full America.
Can't afford to lose. Once in this country, when a man produced a product, it was the best he could possibly make.
It's funny that this is an issue anymore since America is like, eh, China owns our economy, owns our means of production, owns our debt. And it built a standard
of living for the world. I'm very curious to see what this ad is going to be for. Now that idea is threatened by
the slipshod, the second rate. Viagra.
To some it means quick riches. To some, it means quick death.
If you're fishing,
I like that Americans literally get emotional when they see an eagle because it's so heavily propagandized into their brains, and they literally get proud and like get like little fucking mini erections on their desert dicks and fucking start crying red, white, and blue, and then their hand automatically goes to their heart whenever they see a fucking eagle because that's how fucking dumb they are.
Yeah.
Oh my god, it's an ad for Whirlpool. That is an ad for fucking washing machines.
Why is
mate.
That? Home insurance or something?
Washing machines.
Oh.
Washing machines and dryers. That's the main things they make.
Oh. We've got so long to go, mate. We've got like 40 minutes to go.
I told you, mate. I told you it was going to be brutal. I'm fucking dying here, man. I'm fucking dying.
No. No. No more watching. No more watching things, you fuckers. What was the budget for this?
It's required viewing, mate. You said it's required viewing. Viewers everywhere in the hope that
their own lives may be uplifted by the comparison. Is this from the first movie? Gratitude of relief. This transmission is unrehearsed and unedited and is hereby begun. We can tell, mate. Its lack of moral value. Is this from the first movie or is this
I don't think so.
Okay,
you can tell because it's like shit. Looks like shit, yeah.
This is the nerds of the universe with their nose.
I mean, this is a scene from the first movie, but like a bar, but
Jesus.
This is all originally filmed. He's like, yeah, look at that fucking nigger.
Look at that ugly fuck. Yeah, it looks like he's been shot in the face. Vagina faces.
Desert dick
weird
faces.
Spider face. Yep. Rare footage of Guardians of the Galaxy. This pretty much sounds like Guardians of the Galaxy.
Like, it looks, you know what it looks like? It looks like they grabbed the medieval robes for some reason. Why are they wearing medieval robes? What the? Well, I'm certainly not going to get rich with customers like
you.
I thought I taught you to drink faster than that. Keep in
mind,
there's like
a public service
announcement of forced viewing of people on this thing so you can remember how much better you are than them. That's their convoluted idea for it.
Okay, we'll do it your way. Hello. Okay. Now we'll do it my way. What'll it be? Can we talk? Well, of course we can talk. We are talking. Is this a man? You're not
ordering. No. Pouring. We
are not drinking. I don't know what's real anymore. I'm moving this to make room for a drink so that next time I say what'll it be and you tell me, I can put sure that is not man.
Notice that she's wearing a watch. And that he is wearing medieval clothes, or at least what Americans think medieval clothes are. This is not a joke. Not that he's even wearing like a hunchback like head wig with like the lump in it.
Yeah.
You can't tell me that this is meant to be sci-fi and that I didn't just grab that from a fucking costume department.
No.
Wait, that's how my brain feels right now.
This is like body horror. This is worse than, like, Murder Drone, or whatever that movie's called. Video Drone. This is like Video Drone, but real. Look, there's a flower on top of it. I see there is. Do you want another drink? Flowers for you. I wanted to bring you something, and that's all I could think of. Rare movie of me and Mad Moxie. Yeah, tipped you. Yeah, tipped you.
The other night, I felt something that I haven't felt in longer than medieval clothes.
Oh, boy. I felt alive again. Why is his face like orange? Feel like all the years
I've lived fuck meant us. Something. And all you said was six
simple words. Come back. Fuck off. After all,
only words. I think I'm more than you. That's my feeling. Don't like that. Just fuck off.
Like that.
It's not funny. It's not a good gimmick. Just fuck off.
What did I say? I've already been done like 15 times that movie. What did
I mean? I decided what you this is Star Wars. Exactly I just have to remind you every now and then. This is actually Star Wars.
You know, it's funny. They do a good job of establishing that every now and again. Mission Stormtroopers and the bar. I already fucking hate the whole thing. It's all for fucking man-children. Absolute fucking man-children. And they need to like this if they like the rest of it.
Somebody wrote this and said, yeah, this is good for a Christmas special for children.
Rape culture. Are we sure this isn't a man?
Yes. This is a woman called B. Arthur, and she's famous from.
Fuck!
Do you know who that is?
I know her.
Do you know who that is? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's B.
Oh,
Arthur.
Oh, God, what are you doing, woman? Jesus. Have another drink. This one's on me. Now you stay just as long as fuck you. Off.
B. Arthur pouring orange juice on top of a man's head on Star Wars.
Fuck off.
Isn't that Foley sound effects? It's the toilet flushing.
Stop looking at the camera. Simple little words. I can wait forever to hear it again. Because I know. Come back soon, I'll be. That's a lot more than six words, mate. Is the junk glowing or is it? Fucking God.
Yes. Fucking God.
Every time it reminds me what's happening. Every time it reminds me, this is like a story within a story. And just like. Increased activity among subversive forces. We are placing a curfew on the entire Tatooine system effective immediately. All Tatooine was a planet. Will return to their homes at once.
This order will remain in effect. Until further notice. Fucking Christ.
We still have over half an hour to go.
Oh my fucking God. Okay, Barbarine,
take a break. No, why is there more of this? We've already seen the public service amount. Fucking. Closing me down again. Please, please, I have enough aggravation. All right, one can more round before you leave, and this one's on me. Torque. Mr. Tark Bardline.
That guy is literally wearing medieval clothes. He literally looks like he's wearing you know the giant from Jack and the Beanstalk? That's what he looks like.
Oh yeah. Gentlemen, I don't know how to do this, but I guess the wall screen said it all. They don't speak English or anything. I guess you didn't hear what I said. The
Empire has closed us down. Ah, nobody gives a fuck. It's a bar. Just close the doors and everybody will keep drinking like they do in England.
Did someone throw something at them and they didn't even
They didn't
smash down
show it though. Yeah.
Wow. Sutmore, come on, you guys. Haven't I always lent you money? Yeah, when you're a paid your bank, dumb bitch. Of all creatures, please
do me a favor and leave. He's fucking.
Does he have some bouncers or something?
He's fucking dead, isn't he?
Yeah!
Didn't Han Solo blow him the fuck away? Yeah, first.
Yes!
Fucking Christ.
Well, maybe it's another one of the species and we're being racist, like they all look the same.
Maybe.
But, yeah, fucking plot hole. We're closed!
I said we're closed. No bar owner has ever done this.
The Empire just imposed a curfew on this planet. Everybody has to leave right. Police come and throw everyone out, but until then, keep paying. Yes, kill everyone, please.
Why is he wearing medieval clothes? Why is she just wearing a dress that was like.
Budget.
She was like, I don't want to wear.
This isn't a space mug.
Fill up their drinks, bitch.
It's not a space mug at all.
Oh, yeah, me and Cag did a.
My head hurts.
A long discussion on that.
From this.
Yeah. My head hurts from watching this fucking piece of shit, mate. Anyway, yeah, on space cups. But, like, it's very obvious, like, you wouldn't be able to drink from, and so they've cut it in Star Trek, so he's not actually drinking from it, because it's very obvious he wouldn't be able to.
Yeah, like, it would catch the liquid inside it as he tries to tip it. My mouth is just like hanging open at this point. It's like,
it's brutal, isn't it? Is this the most brutal thing
like,
you've ever watched?
Like,
this is worse than Sailor, mate. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen like.
I know a song starting.
You got me to watch like porn. Fucking. I've seen like a movie called Porn Shoot Movie Massacre, and it's like a homemade slasher movie.
Uh huh.
But like, all right, if it's done for a budget, like a few grand. All right. Yeah, some alright gags with like a midget porn star and whatever. I get it, it's just a bunch of friends doing it, alright. But this is unforgivable, like this is Star Wars.
Yep.
Like, alright, this is it. This is past Transformers 2 level of shit.
This is a movie that just.
There's nothing to wreck in Transformers.
Billions of dollars on like its opening weekend. And George Lucas has approved this as a Christmas special. It really is the most brutal thing I've ever seen. Why is there a giant fucking mouse? What the fuck? What the fuck, mate? Oh my God, it's like some animatronics they had in the back and they're like, yeah, just pull this shit in the bar as well, fuck it.
Oh my fucking god. It really is like suffering brain damage.
Oh.
It really is. Oh, fuck.
Can you see why I've never made it? Like, I've tried twice and wasn't able both times to make it through this fucking thing. Like, if you're just watching it on your own, you're just like, no, I can't do it. Thing.
Yeah, no.
Is that a Yeti costume?
He's wearing a parka or something. He's not a Yeti alien, costume, he's wearing a parka. What is going on? Why is he wearing like an Earth t-shirt? My like foot is convulsing. My foot is convulsing.
Keep in mind, back on the fucking Wookiee home planet, they're all standing around watching this in its entirety.
No, don't remind me. I don't like his face. It's a spider. And then I don't keep like in his mind, face.
Keep in mind that we are worse than them because we're watching this all as well.
I'm watching them. And someone's going to be watching us, watching them.
Fucking Christ.
I've killed fires in this.
It's literally medieval clothes. Those two both have medieval fucking clothes on from some shit fucking... Oh my God.
Oh, we still have 26 minutes. It hasn't been 4 minutes since I caught the time. My eyes are watering up. I'm not sure. I don't... I'm crying. No more singing. Just please show a story of some regard. Please.
She's not even singing now. She's just going, da-da-da.
She meant to be throwing these people out. Why is she singing? Oh, my eyes sting. This is the first time I've cried in quite a while, and it's causing physical pain. And there's someone with two faces there or something, it's not nice.
And there's more medieval costumes.
Oh my fucking god.
Because I couldn't bother making any
really
costumes.
Sick. The costume department is some
really
other...
Yeah, they fucking did, mate.
Like, they're filming brain fire across the lot.
It was literally like some... Yeah, some medieval thing, probably starring a mouse, and that's where they got that mouse from as well.
You're such a all right. Friend. So this is late. And everyone's leaving. Fucking, there's snot running out my nose. And there's tears. Like I'm full on crying.
I'm sorry, mate.
Like it's just.
Sorry for making you watch this.
It's like the opposite of Lost. There's no catharsis in it. It's just like.
Why?
Fucking, put a bullet in the brain pan, please. Oh. Midget. Is that a midget or a child?
I think it's just a short woman. I think Bea Arthur is quite tall, isn't she? No.
Yeah, she seems like she has quite high testosterone.
Mm-hmm. What do you know her from?
Community, I think. I think she...
Oh, really?
Yeah. Here we go.
And look, here they stay go. And watch that animation too. Because they've never seen it before.
Yeah.
Return to base. Message received and obeyed.
Big ass fucking radio.
You, stay here.
Kill everyone, please.
From this household, and I want you to be here when he returns. It's possible he's one of the rebels
is
looking for.
Is Han Solo ever going to turn up?
I think so.
I'm guessing you don't know because you.
No.
Okay.
I've seen a.
I doubt it since
a recap of the whole thing, but there's
actor guy.
Huge bits
okay.
of it that I've never seen. But I've seen. I know what happens at the end.
No more. I can't take it. That kid comes off
an
the frame.
Extreme action.
One more fucking
mate,
time.
It's an extreme action scene.
I'm waiting for Luke to come in with a lightsaber and fight a billion guys or something. That's where the budget went to. Kill the fucking kid. Yes! Kill him! Kill him! Kill him! Kill him! Kill him! Kill him! Come on, no. The tension, mate.
I honestly...
Another
I think
commercial.
There's no. Oh my god, another advertising for drugs. Fucking American.
Is this an Arthur?
Yeah.
I can't
it's
tell.
It's hard to tell, isn't it?
It's all. Yeah, it's
you can
it's
tell.
It's
you know how you can tell?
This is
the
all
acting gets
colors.
Better. The
yeah.
acting gets much better as soon as advertisements
yeah.
come on.
Yeah, it's fucking commercial for a fucking. Like. heartburn tablets or something.
Yep.
It's best in the Star Wars production.
Anyway,
dying here.
I actually think there may not be a single lightsaber in the whole thing. Don't quote me on this, but I
yeah,
think there might not
okay.
be just because they couldn't be factored in the effect. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm waiting for that. Remember, he gave him like a nose hair trimmer or something, and the guy has it in his belt. I'm waiting for someone to push the button, and the blade extends and cuts his head off or something because he's had his belt for the whole thing. I feel beautiful in them. Clothes that deserve a second
love. A second love deserve more light. That's a terrible jingle.
Yeah. Now I got for you. It's a bit racy.
It is.
Panties in your pantyhose. You want me? Panties in our pantyhose. What? They've got panties in their pantyholes. Oh, pantyhose. Why don't they just say tights? Why can't Americans speak properly?
I have no idea.
You know what? I'm glad I learned that a neutron bomb exists because I want one detonate over every single fucking American
that
they.
You know, I've heard that American women say that the word panty really disturbs them because they only associate it with sexual things. What the fuck is wrong with them?
That's fucking sad.
It is
it's
so
not
fucking
underwear.
Sad. It's not
get some fucking
funny,
dignity.
Man. I know.
That's bringing tears back to my eyes. I fucking hate America so much. Yeah, oh, burger commercial! No! I can't take it! Get this American shit! McDonald's! McDonald's breakfast at McDonald's! No! Every meal at McDonald's, you fat fucking... Oh, no! No! American! Fucking Jesus, who's this fucking pedophile rapist at me again? Oh, this fucking plane goes down. Ukraine, where you at? We need you.
Pam has a great layover.
Feet! Yes! No, I don't get it. I don't get anything. Flying high because I'm smoking weed. Is that the joke, Blazer? Is that CGI?
I think so.
That's pretty good. Fair CGI in the Star Wars, mate.
It's very funny that
fuck off, Bobcats don't
cost yeah. like four. Let's see how much this is. That's great, Zephyr. You'll find big values at the sign of the little cat. Things cost like cars cost like $4,000 or something in this time because it's before like the money really went to shit and like literally doubled
yeah.
inflation.
Yeah. Thanks, Reagan or whatever, little black kid. It was beautiful.
What is this ad for?
Another fucking musical.
Oh,
I'll fucking give
it's
you
a
Wiz.
It's literally a Wizard of Oz.
The Wizard of Oz, but
fuck
for
off.
The hip kids in the 70s. Yeah, Wizard of Oz is fucking.
Oh shit.
No, I want to see the news. Don't fucking kill this kid. Kill this fucking kid. No! No! Come! Come! Yes! Fuck you! Get that little nigga! Why'd he put his gun in the shell?
It and send out a message. Throw him off the edge.
Oh, oh, oh. Ah!
Oh shit, it's
Chewbacca. No, let him kill your family. Kill them all. Shoot him. Shoot the Wookiee. Oh, Harrison Ford. Save me, Harrison. Shoot the little fuck. No, no. Come on, Stormtrooper, come on, I'll become a statist
if
you
kill him.
Did you
see how he killed him?
Please, come on, mate.
Did you see how he killed him?
Oh.
He, like, moved to the left, and the other guy moved to the left, but he moved to the left too far, and jumped through the fucking railing, and fell down the tree.
He didn't even fall. I didn't even realize they were down the stairs. The blocking was so fucking bad. I didn't realize he fell down.
Yep.
You couldn't at least show them landing or something.
Of course they couldn't.
Harrison Ford, come on, mate. More than a couple of times. That's how I feel. That's how
Carla,
I feel
I'd love to, but I can't. The longer I stand in this shitty movie, the more people
Rumpy.
Are going to give me shit. I think his voice is oh, he's embarrassed at puberty.
I gotta go. I'm late for the fucking nap.
Look how he's going to go right away. He's like, Jesus, fuck yeah. This movie, mate.
Yeah, and they clearly filmed Chewie separately because that's the original costume, isn't it? Fuck.
Like family to me, and that's why I'm leaving right away.
Yep. That's Christmas. No! The eyes are coming to me! The eyes are moving towards me! It's like a painting! A haunted painting, but.
On Conan O'Brien, like a few years back when I was in the US, and they literally played clips from this and like gave him shit for it. It was great.
Good. He's like grabbed his throat there, like, you fucking remember who's in charge of this relationship.
pick up the gun and keep it, dickhead. Sure they're not cheap.
Did he not bring a gun himself? Doesn't he have a gun in his holster? Why don't he fucking use it?
Yes, he does normally, and he's got a fucking gun blaster.
What's that? A crossbow?
Crossbow.
What? It's like, it looks like a crossbow, but it doesn't have.
Yeah.
It's perfect. Fuck off. Fuck all that bullshit. Well, how can we make it space laser?
It's probably literally, like, trademarked the name of it, whatever it is. It's not a joke. Yeah.
I get why the kid is so creepy, because he has an absent father, so. Yeah, he hasn't.
Look, his dad. He's like, so. Hug me, dad, and his dad's just.
Yeah, daddy, pay attention, you.
And he's just like.
No, hi, granddad.
I need to get my fucking pussy.
Yeah. You can wait when you hit puberty. Oh my God! If these two kiss, well, granddad's happy. Everyone's pairing up.
Learn about sex. Everyone's their parents having it.
Yeah. This really is an American Christmas. Everyone's getting fucking molested. No one's talking about it. Darth Vader, and he goes like, and kills them all.
So look at this fucking.
I like how the camera suddenly gets like shaky cam.
Yeah.
Bravo, JJ. Oh, it's this prick back. He's trying to escape the abusive form. We won't be bothered by him again.
Fucking hell, mate. Fuck more it. Things to watch on screens. This is a general alert. Calling
Officer B4711. Officer B4711. That nigga dead. We are unable don't they have a fucking radio, you prick? Is there a problem? You are instructed to turn off your comm link immediately. No, he's just in the toilet. It's not rumbled. This is gonna be some fucking bullshit, I can tell.
We have two-way communication.
Why is he calling him back? I can't tell what's a communication or a message or a recording or what.
It is, Trooper
B4711 was here with. They immediately know he's missing. Were they checking up on them when they were watching fucking dance numbers to make sure they're okay? Because he's calling like 3 minutes later. Then he took off of the hills.
Very well, we'll send.
This
was
at one of my men. Good work.
Thank you.
My face is tripping me in real life, like. My eyes are just like.
Yeah, if someone messaged me and told me, like, yeah, no, your officer took my food and ran off, that's why he's not replying. Like, fuck off, dickhead.
Oh, yeah, it's just there, I believe. I'm sure that's like normal. Just ransack house and take what you want, then they'll celebrate back at the office. Like, real cons. This day is for you. Have a wonderful celebration. Fuck off! The noises are so bad!
May the force be with you.
Why is he saying that? They're not Jedi! That's a Jedi religion! I know that and I fucking hate this shit! Why is he saying it? Wookiees! Fuck off!
Because it's a trademark line that they had the right to use, mate.
Why are they walking in a circle? What's happening?
I have no idea, mate. Why did he show up and then just leave now? Why did he show up just then? Oh, I know. Because none of them can talk English, and so they need him to arrive to talk English to that guy. So why even have that scene? So why is he even there?
Yeah. Can the stormtroopers translate? Don't they have translator devices or something?
Fucking hell, mate.
The fuck is this? What's this going? Disco balls? They're having a disco now?
Hell, Satan. 666.
No fucking right.
Can you imagine these poor fucking actors that have to spend hours inside of these fucking suits going, and walking around?
Yeah, hot and sweating.
fuck that shit.
No, that'll kid her a midget as to have that shit in his face.
Honestly, I thought it was already over, mate. What's this? I thought the final scene was Han Solo kicking that guy off the thing. But no, this is it, apparently. No, oh,
still,
what the
we've
fuck?
We've got like 12
oh
minutes.
Oh my
to go,
fucking god, what is this shit?
Is this like Space Jesus?
What
is
the
this some
fuck
Mormon
is
shit?
Going on, mate?
They're getting their special pajamas on and doing a pilgrimage. They are the fucking Jews, and they're going to the fucking Holy Land. They're going back to fucking Israel. The Messiah came, and they're going back to fucking Israel.
Fucking hell, mate. Oh, kill me out.
It looks like
oh,
they're going to heaven or something. Is this the afterlife?
Fucking a quarter.
They all took poison or something and killed themselves.
Oh, my fucking God.
Family suicide.
Get some happiness. Spread a little cheer. Send the
fuck
new
off. Fucking
well
Hermes or whatever
the
shit.
It's a wonderful way to wish folks well.
Rare footage from the new Flash movie.
And your FTD florist can deliver your good wishes almost
anywhere. STD florist. You'll be circumcised, don't worry. Well
with a good yeah, defense. Don't you love that?
It's very therapeutic. Those FTD florists really get around for you.
What the fuck? Florists.
Mate, it's like a quarter to five in the fucking morning and I'm watching this shit. I just want to kill myself right now.
Yeah. Oh, those panties, man. What the fuck is going on? I save every time I buy Fruit of the Loom briefs.
Big value for your money. Right on, only $1.30. Fuck off, nigga.
That's real quality. Had a girl ever. For
my men and my money. He's the grape. He's the grape. Grape drink. He's the grape.
Grape soda. Absolutely
that's
fucking
racist.
Spot on. My father calls me a lot long distancer, and also he started running. I'm a runner, and he got this bug in his head that he wanted to enter a race with three generations. And it was called Ebola. He died. When does the man have breasts? Get children to train too. Get them ready. Get one of your children to do it so that we can have three generations. Training to run. Americans have to train to run. You put one foot in front of the other quite fast. The end.
This is what all American ads are like, by the way. Like, it's like family, family,
yeah.
Family values, American values, America, America, American values, unrelated product. Dressing well doesn't take a lot of money. It just takes good sense.
No nonsense pantyhose makes good sense. They're sheer and they fit
well. Show me your pussy and I'll buy it.
Pantyhose.
Well, that's where your pussy goes. And they don't cost a lot either. You look for
value in a blazer. In pantyhose, that means no nonsense fit, no nonsense comfort, no nonsense price.
Fucking hell, mate. What's going on here?
Scientology?
What the fuck?
Alright.
How are they
it's officially, like, transcended into an almost... It's spiritually painful.
Do they...
I can...
Do
I
they
can
hold those
the
globes and
transported
them here?
I think it's some sort of spiritual...
Why are they here?
Why is the robots in heaven? They're not even have the globes. They don't know what's going on.
They don't have fucking souls, mate. What are they doing here?
Racist! Leave my girlfriend alone. Leave her out of this. Leave her out of it. I can feel my soul heart.
Mate, Trinidad like doesn't have a soul. Fuck you.
The part of the human species that loves religion, I can feel it inside me. And it's like, it's trying to find a fedora to hide under. This is just fucking painful on a spiritual level. I can feel baby Jesus crying. What the fuck? Yeah, they're doing it. They're saying they have souls.
Where are they? How did they all get here? Didn't Han Solo just say, fuck you, I'm leaving earlier? I have to go do some other shit.
This is like in, have you seen the movie Taxi Driver?
No.
Where you think he's dead? And the end of the movie, it's like almost like in heaven where he gets his perfect life back. It's like this. It's like he's died. And it's like this is the end of Evangelion, that anime where it gets all abstract
mate,
and spiritual at
mate.
The end. And the main character dies and he goes to heaven and all his friends
mate.
Are there. This is it.
I literally
fucking
wish I was
died.
Dead right now.
And this is like a dying hallucination. Damn, we're dead and this is hell, mate. We've
what
died
fuck?
And this
you're
is
right.
hell.
You're right, we're in hell.
We're, this
Christ.
Is the afterlife. Oh, I'm crying again.
Oh my god, she's singing.
No! No! No more music! No! Oh god. The buns are still wonky. Oh, I'll get testicular cancer. I want to die. I want to die now. Why is he singing?
Mate, my mouth is just hanging open. Look, Harrison Ford's like, why am I here? What's going on? What the fuck? What have I done? I have a career. What have I done?
He's just saw the future.
I was in American Graffiti, goddammit. He just does not give a fuck.
If they show the fucking kid, I'm doing it.
Oh my god, is this like a Star Wars thing?
I'll do it. It's beyond the point of like, Star Wars sucks. Yeah, it's offensive to Star Wars. We're at that stage where it's offensive to Star Wars.
Mate, there's 6 minutes left. It's not over yet.
No! No! How? It's 6 seconds, it'd be too long.
Oh,
a sixth of a second is too long.
Just literally.
What? Why is she hugging him? It's like.
That was literally to the Star Wars music.
Isn't this like that? Some national anthem or something from countries, isn't it? This is what they play at like the Olympics or something.
No, this is the end of our.
Stop the Wookiee shit! I don't want the Wookiee face, he's looking at me!
This is the first time they've played Star Wars music, and it doesn't fit at all because it's such dog shit that we've just had to watch.
Oh. That's green.
Are they literally showing scenes from the actual movie now? Because, this is.
I guess
they are. Yeah, they are. This is the best part of the fucking show so far, mate, is they're just showing clips from the first movie.
I guess that's why people tune in, because they want to.
Oh my god, there's
a lightsaber.
Yeah, and it's from the first movie.
Yeah, for like half a second, the kids have been watching this, and they're getting ready to take their cyanide capsules, like, oh, finally, a lightsaber.
Whoop. Fucking hell, mate.
Die.
What makes you think you can get away with a montage? You should have done this, like, compare what we're watching now to what we just watched. Just think about this for a moment.
Still got, like, abysmal on this. It's got blue screen around it, just to let you know.
Like, yeah, just to remind you that you're not actually watching anything good.
I see an angry face facing in. Oh, he's, like, remembering the good times while he's in hell. Fuck off. Get the fuck out of here, you absolute nigger. Some child porn. Let's see how your circumcision's done. That's it. No pleasure for you.
So good, it works two ways. Like a spray on strong odors, just wave.
Terrific.
And like a solid, only better.
We need that for this fucking movie. Is this the end, or is there more of this movie?
I do not know.
I don't trust it. I don't trust it. For the rest of my life, I'm going to be waiting for that old fucking Wookiee kid to pop up. I don't trust that the rest of this is commercials.
Is that literally C-3PO narrating this?
Yeah. Truly remarkable toys and games for your children. What are you so excited about now? Fucking hell. The fucking Jew merchandising is starting. Now your children can relive our great space battles or collect our wonderful Star Wars companions. It breaks!
Look at that shit.
What's tactical breaking action? Kenner's new radio controlled RPG2 anyone can command. I didn't know they had radio technology in the past. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna be sick. I can't take any more. This is like some sort of meta horror at this stage. These kids are watching this. You know these kids. They love it enough to be in a commercial, so they're gonna be watching this. And these kids are alive today as adults. And you probably remind them, remember staying up to watch the Christmas special? And they're like, yeah. Yeah, I do.
Right.
I'm just a weekend photographer. And that's okay.
Use my child porn that I developed.
The first time a girl touched my dick, it was inside one of these rooms.
That's the way I feel about
really?
Yep.
Did, like, you come in the semen glow in the dark or something?
No, she just touched it and I didn't like it. I thought
how old were you? 4 years old?
No.
Yeah, good.
So next time, choose a wine with a taste that says, you know. Impress yourself with a taste of colony.
What? You know that's going to be dog
colony?
Shit.
Colony? Colon.
Yeah. Impress yourself with a taste of colon.
No, I don't like it. It's back.
What am I looking at?
I don't know. The octopus eggs? No! Look at it! No! It came back! It came back! No! Get out of my life!
You know what it looks like? It looks like a human face that's had the... You've seen people, like, skulls with the actual skin pulled off. And they're like, the skin has been pulled off. And then a hair's grown like in its place.
Drug cartels.
Hair's grown in its place. That's what it looks like.
Oh, it's worse than fucking Mexican drug cartel torture. It's worse. Come and claim me, Zetas, please.
So did that just happen just then? When they're all meeting together and dancing around?
I think it's a spiritual bonding in the mind space. Something like now they're saying grace.
Who are they praying to?
Oh.
The midichlorians?
I don't know, my heart's racing. Bravo, George Lucas. He had it all planned. All from the start. Oh.
Oh my god. Lumpy by Patty
it's
Maloney.
It's Lumpy. Patty Maloney. If he's still alive, he's on my fucking list of people to kill if I ever get cancer. Which I think I do have after this fucking piece of shit.
Yup.
My heart is beating. Please be over. No more, no more. Come on. I have faith now that it's over. It's over. Come on. I'm just waiting for faces to appear.
It's a female
darkness.
It's a female midget. It's a female midget in that scene.
Oh, that's so disturbing. And she's playing a little child Wookiee with a creepy vase. That's not nice. And I'm guessing she's a freaky looking midget too, right? Like not normal one.
I don't know.
She has a sucker's freak, spazzy face. And Pam don't care for the way they're going
to be used in an advertising campaign. Oh, so fuck me! She certainly does, mate. She certainly does. She's scary. She looks like the thing. I'm gonna send you photos of.
All right, let's see it. Let's see it. Send me.
All right, here. Just take these in. It's just the first result. Look at the pictures.
Get away, foul demon! Get away, foul demon! Get behind me, you Satan! Get behind me! Oh
fucking
god.
George Lucas approved this, mate. George Lucas approved this.
Get fucking. Why'd you do that to me?
That was pretty brutal,
why'd you
huh?
Do that to me. Alright. That was something. That was the worst movie I've ever seen. That.
I told you, mate. Didn't I tell you? You were like, no, we'll be alright. And then I was fucking right, wasn't I?
Yeah.
It really is fucking appalling.
Yeah, you are.
Just absolute dog shit.
Jesus. Jeez. Yeah, that's it. Like, even if it wasn't Star Wars, that would be the worst movie I've ever seen. But it's got sort of like an existential horror to it. It's Jesus, fuck.
Jesus,
yeah, that's it.
Christ.
That's it. That's it.
Notice the name of that website.
Charts Butt. Yeah, you need a fucking Charts Butt. And she's like got respect for that role. Short people must be absolute fucking. I'm gonna go to this website and see. Absolute little homage of freaks. Oh, it's like a website from fucking like 1992 or something. Oh, Christ, I'm going to look that up on my IMDb and see how many people are on the suicide list. This guy. Oh, Jesus. Yeah, no. Yeah. Fucking Christ. Yeah, it was like getting raped. It's amusing from a third party, but during it, you just want to shut down and not have experienced any of this dribble. Oof. Well, now if anyone tells you you're not a hard man, just tell them I've sat through the Star Wars Christmas special, so do your fucking worst, mate. Yeah, absolutely fucking bravo, George Lucas. Absolutely fucking bravo. Alright, stopping...